How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He was always shocking the disciples with how compassionate he was, wasn't he? You remember on one occasion the crowds have been there all day long, listening on the side of the hill, and toward evening they're getting hungry. Jesus is going to be moved with compassion to feed them. Remember what the disciples want to do? Send them away. I think they were startled with the compassionate heart of Jesus. See, he was vulnerable with his compassion.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Welcome to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God, how-tos for loving others, how-tos for living out the greatest of all the commandments, and this week, how to do it in your marriage relationship. So we start today's program with a marriage pop quiz. Pop quiz, you come home, and your spouse is emotional, they're upset. How do you handle it? What do you do? You'll find out on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Our topic this week, the secrets of a really great marriage. Secrets right from the Bible. Secrets you can experience and apply in the next 24 hours in your own marriage relationship. So get a pencil and paper ready. We've got a free download waiting for you and lots more information. Let's get started. Here are Teresa and Dr. David Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
It's great to have you with us today. In fact, I am so excited about this. This program this week, it's called Emotional Responding. And as you think about, when you talk about emotional responding, you may say, what does it mean to emotionally respond? Well, we're going to share with you what it doesn't mean and what it does mean. And if you'll think about it like this, an emotional sentence, when it's expressed, what you need to give back is emotion. Think about it like this. Emotion touches emotion. And if you give somebody anything other than these four things that I'm about to share with you, you have not touched emotion with emotion. So think about these next four things as not, I'm not supposed to do this.
And honey, these are all about our journey this week and the secrets to a really great marriage. In other words, you can't have a great marriage unless you connect emotion to emotion. Because a great marriage is not experienced in our heads rationally as much as in our hearts. And so that's why these heart connections are so important. And as you said on today's program, we're going to explore this opening segment. First of all, what not to do when your partner shares their heart. They may be sharing a heart need, a disappointment, an emotion. What's the things they don't need? Now, that doesn't mean that I've ever done any of these four knots. Okay. So if you're going to talk about these, let's don't get too personal.
Well, this is what you could think about. When if you share one of these four things, it's out of your head. It's not out of your heart. Okay? What is the first one? It's to share when somebody's sharing something emotionally that you give them your logic and your reasoning. The second thing, when somebody shares something emotional, that they feel criticized instead of built up. The third one would be if you, when they are sharing an emotion, what they get back is a complaint. And the fourth one is that you just totally ignore them or neglect what they need.
Now, honey, this is going to be challenging as we talk briefly about these, because if you're telling me when you're sharing a hurt or disappointment, or I walk in and I see you irritated or I see tears in your eyes, if I can't start saying, you know, what's wrong with you now, or
trying to fix it.
Aren't you being too sensitive?
Yeah.
It's hard for me to imagine what I'm going to say. And that's the importance of today's program. And so we've got facts, logic, and reason. That doesn't help. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're telling me?
That's right.
Criticism doesn't help. Is that right?
That's right.
So what do you mean by criticism?
That means, you know, aren't you being weak? Aren't you being whiny today? You know, something like that. That would make me feel criticized if you'd say, are you talking about that again?
Uh-huh.
Why don't you get over that?
Now, these are getting a little too personal as you keep saying those, because I'm bringing up memory tapes of words like that have come out of my mouth. All right. And so if my partner, you know, sometimes why I at times did that, why I gave criticism.
Tell me.
I'm not trying to rationalize.
Okay.
I think it was out of my own inadequacy.
Sure.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to help your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was trying to talk you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It obviously didn't help you, but that's a part of what was going on. And that's why today's program on Great Commitment Radio is so important. Let's gain the adequacy of how to connect with my partner's heart. So if facts and logic don't help, if criticism doesn't help, and you're saying there's another thing that I've probably done that doesn't help?
The third one is a complaint or sharing your pain too. That's what it's called. And instead of saying, you know, I'm hurt that you're hurting, you go, what about my day? I had a tough one too.
You and I went into that one, I think, some, because I know sometimes when I would come home and maybe you've had a tough day with kids and we're going through some challenges with our son. I can remember at one point in our journey together, and my tendency could be kind of, you wouldn't believe how tough it was at the office today. And it's kind of like, you know, well, I'm hurting more than you're hurting, and I'm bleeding worse than you're bleeding, and we've got two bleeding people on the floor. Nobody's comforting anybody or connecting emotionally. It's more like, you know, well, I've got it worse than you've got it. That doesn't help.
You know, all of these don't help, and they all add hurt in the relationship. And the last one is neglect, where you've shared your pain and that person maybe changes the subject, maybe even turns around and walks out of the room and doesn't even acknowledge your pain.
Mm. Ignoring or neglecting a person's pain. Sometimes, again, this is out of, at times, our inadequacy. Don't know what to say. Don't know how to fix it. And so I've always got some other things I can do, whether it's escaping into my television or my computers or work or kids' activities, rather than dealing with the pain. On today's program, we're going to be exploring the power of what's called emotional responding. The Bible talks about it often as simply as, when someone's rejoicing, let's rejoice with them. When someone's hurting, let's hurt with them. In our teaching segment, we'll explore that in some depth so that we begin to understand the adequacy of what it means to simply communicate powerfully the simple messages like, I'm really excited that happened today. Let's rejoice together. Or, I'm really sorry that happened. I really regret you're going through that. You see, that's how our hearts connect. Emotion to emotion, heart to heart. That's a part of this secret of a really great marriage. On the other side of the break, our teaching segment. Thanks again for allowing us to spend a little of our day with you.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries, and they co-author many of our materials, including this week's resource, the Intimate Encounters Workbook. And when we say workbook, we mean fill in the blanks. We mean questions, things to talk about, biblical references, and more. It is a genuine workbook because we want you to experience these principles in your own marriage relationship. Get started by ordering your own copy of the Intimate Encounters Workbook. At least visit our website for today's free download, Tips on Emotional Responding. And you can find out about counseling in your area with Christian counselors, our Great Commandment Network of Churches, how to host an Intimate Encounters workshop in your own community or church, and much, much more. All at www.greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Or call us toll free. Love to talk to you. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. We'll take you into an Intimate Encounters workshop on emotional responding next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He was always shocking the disciples with how compassionate he was, wasn't he? You remember on one occasion the crowds have been there all day long, listening on the side of the hill, and toward evening they're getting hungry. Jesus is going to be moved with compassion to feed them. Remember what the disciples want to do? Send them away. I think they were startled with the compassionate heart of Jesus. See, he was vulnerable with his compassion.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others. This week, that closest other in a marriage relationship, your spouse. But when you said, I do, it doesn't mean you'd know what to do when you come home and they're all emotional. How do you respond to emotion as God intended? It's a secret of a really great marriage. To give you just a snippet from the Intimate Encounters Workshop, here's Dr. David Ferguson.
A person, when they are dealing with emotional need, emotional hurt, do not need criticism. When I walk into that back door, noticeably my wife's upset, she does not need to hear me say, what's wrong with you now? She doesn't need to hear me say things like, boy, you're sure sensitive. One of the very subtle ways we criticize is by giving advice. This is one that says, well, now, Teresa, if you'll handle it like this next time, maybe that won't happen to you. In essence, it's a message that says, Teresa, if you were smart as I was, you wouldn't have got yourself into this mess. So it's really your problem that you got hurt anyway. The subtlety of advice ends up basically being criticism. When a person's hurting, they don't need facts, they don't need criticism. Thirdly, they do not need your hurt or your need. Well, this is a classic one among church couples. We see it all the time. This is what happens when this person is met at the door and they say, boy, you wouldn't believe how bad it was today. And this person says, yeah, I know what you mean. It was terrible for me too. This person says, boy, man, the kids were really terror today. Yeah, I know. Work was terrible. You know, man, I'm really upset. Yeah, I'm upset too. Now we've got two people kind of bleeding all over the floor, but nobody's getting healed. I'm sure where that one classically comes from. That one classically oftentimes comes out of relationships, many times portrayed in the church, where basically one or the other or both have this tendency to say, I'm going to keep all my needs and all my hurts, I'm going to keep them all suppressed inside of me, and I'm going to hide them. So I'm not going to bring up anything I'm upset about. I'm not going to bring up any of my needs or that I'm lonely or I wish we could do this. I'm going to suppress them. I'm going to hide them. So we've got one or the other walking around hiding all of their hurts, all of their needs. They're not talking about anything. And this other person shows up and they want to talk about theirs. And they begin to say, you know, well, I'm upset about this or I really need us to do this. And all of a sudden this person internally basically says, hey, you want to talk about hurts and needs? I've been keeping mine all suppressed for weeks, so here they come. And now we've got, again, two people, needs on the table, nobody getting ministered to. Fourthly, a person does not need, when they are hurting, neglect. They don't need to have that need ignored. They don't need to have that pain ignored. We do that in a variety of different ways. I can remember being in a counseling situation, hearing a wife talk about her sadness and her loneliness and how sometimes left out and hurt that she felt over some of the things that were taking place in her relationships, and looking at a husband and saying to him, as you hear your wife's pain and her hurt and her sadness and her often feeling rejected, what kinds of things do you feel, sir? And I remember he was almost looking past me out the window, and he looked back at me and says, do you think it's going to rain? Most of us have typical forms of escape, neglect. If I start noticing you're needy or you're hurting, I'll just escape. I'll just go to work. I'll escape to the TV. I'll just go escape to the computer. I'll go play with the kids. I'll go work in the garden. I'll go fold clothes. I'll do something to ignore dealing with this emotional issue. If it'll help you, you might write up here, this is a big knot. Okay, this is not what to do, particularly you guys. Okay, this is not what is going to bring intimacy. Four classic things a person does not need when they're dealing with emotional intimacy issues. And you'll find that those are oftentimes what's portraying the pain over and over in marriages. At the bottom of the page, you have, if you will, the right answer. If you can't think of it any other way, think of it like this. It takes emotion to heal emotion. It takes emotion to heal emotion. You'll find biblically portrayed over and over, that's what the Bible talks about. We will work in other sessions about, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Perfect love cast out fear. We learn to weep with those who weep. We rejoice with those who rejoice. It takes emotion to really minister to emotion. Such that that emotionality is something that includes a sense of understanding this person, a sense of gentleness. It might include tone of voice. It includes a sense of empathy, of reassuring another person. And you have some sample sentences, because oftentimes many of us have actually missed out on what does comfort sound like. What does empathy even sound like? Let me give you a couple of painful examples to portray for you how significant this is in relationships. I remember seeing a 10-year-old girl several years ago unmercifully teased on the bus on her ride home, called all kinds of names, made fun of, burst off the bus in tears, running toward home, begins to try to describe to her mother her rejection, how terrible she felt. And rather than get back empathy, rather than get back this emotional reassuring response, tragically and painfully what she got back was a response that said, what did you do to cause them to treat you like that? Rather than empathy, rather than compassion. And men and women, this is a mother who faithfully taught ladies Bible study for years, knew what it meant to believe right and behave right, but had no sense of an emotional compassion that experienced weeping with someone who wept, mourning with someone who mourned. What did you do to cause you to them to treat you like that? So rather than comfort and the healing balm of compassion, that little girl got shame, condemnation, criticism.
The reason I saw the family, because that 10-year-old girl later attempted suicide.
Dr. David Ferguson, that's the Intimate Encounters Workshop. You can experience the entire workshop and all of the materials used in the workshop through the Intimate Encounters Workbook. You can even find out about conferences and seminars coming to your area or how your church can get involved with an ongoing marriage ministry. First, start with the workbook, the Intimate Encounters Workbook. Order your copy today, and while you do so, you'll be supporting local Christian radio at the very same time. A win-win situation, right? Go to greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008. A few more secrets to a really great marriage and emotional responding. Next with David and Teresa on Great Commandment Radio. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net.
How long is it going to be since someone in your life is going to need comfort?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
Some person at work, some family member, some child, spouse, friend, who's disappointed or hurt, saddened or alone, and they need the tender words of comfort. Just those simple words as Jesus would have spoken often in the Scriptures, that communicated his compassion. How about you? Just the simple words, "I'm really sorry that happened." Let's not give facts and logic and reason, just the simplicity of comfort.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new, close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio. And we want to encourage you again to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. You'll find the resource for the week entitled Intimate Encounters. It's a workbook. We've had the privilege to not only write, but to live it.
In fact, I don't think we could write it unless we've lived it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's kind of how God's had us.
It is. And so we hope that you'll visit us there. You'll also find some downloads for the week. They're always free. There'll be some helpful tips on how you and your partner can get together and kind of relive some of today's program and some of the exercise we've talked about. And in these closing few moments, we want to encourage you with just a little practical way that at least it's helped Teresa and I to connect heart to heart. And that's basically based on this principle in Romans 12:15. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. So that maybe it's as simple as when we're having coffee in the morning, honey, or maybe we're laying in bed at night, that we simply look for opportunities to, first of all, celebrate with one another. Mm-hmm. You know, anything positive, fun, happening, going on, anything you're excited about. And, you know, even recently you've taken the initiative on several different occasions when I've had meetings and things going on to kind of bring that up of, you know, hey, tell me about the meeting. You know, tell me about what was going on. And those discussions lead us into being able to kind of rejoice together mm-hmm. about certain things, about celebrating certain yeah. things. And we had a fun one of those last night with some friends and just an opportunity to kind of celebrate and how much they were caring for us and loving us. And then there's also that practical time when, again, over those cups of coffee or laying in bed at night, we explore some of the valleys that we may have been walking through, you know? Anything disappointing going on or anything sad happening in your life so that we can connect emotion to emotion.
Those are times of real closeness where you can reach over and just take each other by the hand or hug each other and express sadness to one another about that event.
Yeah. And, you know, I think over our journey that we've mentioned earlier in the week has been a few decades into a really great marriage. One of the things that I've noticed, and I imagine you have too, is that just those simple words of, you know, I'm sorry that happened, or I'm sorry you're going through that, or, you know, I regret that's happening with, you know, your family, that those words have been more and more frequent in our journey together in marriage. So that what's happening, I think, is that God's teaching us how to connect on more of a heart level. How about you? That's our hope for you as of you've shared a little of your time with us today. Connecting heart to heart. That's a part of great commandment love. Not only loving God, but loving our neighbor, our near one. And if we're married, we oftentimes say, if you're married, guess who your near one is? It's your spouse. Why not love them in a special way today? Look for an opportunity to connect heart to heart. Thanks again for joining us. Hope you'll be with us on Friday's edition, the TGIF edition of Great Commandment Radio.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Be sure to order your own copy of the Intimate Encounters workbook. At least visit our website for today's free download. To hear this broadcast and others, you can tell your friends about this program and they can listen through greatcommandment.net. That's the website, www.greatcommandment.net. Don't let the day go by without ordering your own copy of the Intimate Encounters workbook. Then get your pencil ready because you'll be filling in the blanks. You'll have lots of things to talk about with your spouse, and you'll begin to experience the kind of marriage God intended for you. The Intimate Encounters workbook and the companion audio CDs or DVDs are all available at greatcommandment.net. And remember, every order through this station keeps this station on the air because you'll be supporting local Christian radio. Go to greatcommandment.net. Do a good deed for your marriage and local Christian radio. That's www.greatcommandment.net or call us toll free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. On the next edition of Great Commandment Radio, game playing, but not the fun kind.
I'm the complainer and you're the procrastinator. That's the first game we're going to look. I complain all the time about maybe what you're doing or not doing, and I say it in a way that's negative, and then you do what?
I procrastinate.
Marital Games. That's next time on Great Commandment Radio. Don't miss it.